did successfully set up a union at Beecham.
Well, that was quite interesting, because if they found out anyone was trying to start a union, they would sack us immediately. But they wouldn't say, well, you started a union. They would find an excuse, late coming, all sorts of things. And we tried many, many times, and we were unsuccessful. They were so blatant that when we went to places like Covent Garden to collect fruit for the some of their products, like Hazewell from McCarty's or Sainsbury's, they'd say, have you got a union card? And we'd say, no. They say, then we won't unload it. And they knew I was a member of the union, but they didn't worry about that as long as I didn't try and spread it. And they used to ask if they could borrow my car for a driver to go to one of those sites so that he could get unloaded. And I used to say no. If he wants a car, he'd have to join. Go and join the union, you know. And so they had a tendency to send me to all those places. So what I used to do, I used to go there and refuse to show me cars so that the governor didn't get the benefit of my union membership. And then when the time comes, and now we come to start the union, what triggered it off and made the don't knows become key, they brought out these they brought out the HGV licence and the planting regulations, and all of a sudden we went from having lorries at the 24 tonne to 30 tonne, and they were, instead of going 30 foot, they were 40 odd foot. So you went away one day and you came in and you got a bloody great big long articulator, half as long again as what you had. So they just expected us to drive the night, through the night and so on. And we said, well, we want more money. And they said, well, we're not going to pay you no more. So we said, well, we won't take them out. And eventually they decided to give us half a crown a week. And we said, that's not good enough. So anyway, eventually the majority of the blokes accepted it because they went round the back and so on. And there was still a lot of rumbling and discontent going on behind the scenes because of this half a crown. So I thought, right, this is a good time. So I had another three of my mates who were involved in the union and were keen. And we went round and we were hiding behind the pallets and that, and recruiting people. And then one day they said to me, we don't want you to do that because you might get the sack. I said, well, so will you. And they said, yeah, but you're the one we want to go and see the governor when we get enough membership. And so we'd rather you not get a sack, you know, we'll take the sack. Anyway, when we did get around about 50%, one day, what I used to do when they give you a wage rise, you had a card, your clock card, and you had a amount of hours, and you signed it. And when you opened the card, there'd be a little packet saying, you'll be pleased to notice that you've had an improvement in your pay this week. We've got agreed to grant you X amount, you know, and that was the end of our negotiations, the beginning and end. So when the bloke started kicking at the traces, they came over to me because they'd more or less taken along that I'm going to be the bloke that's going to go and see the government. And they said, well, you want you to go and sort it out. So I said, well, the first thing to do is don't sign your cards. So then, of course, next thing you know, why haven't they signed their cards? Have them up. So we all went up into his office. It was about this big, and the crowd was in the office. And they said, what are we going to do? I said, do the same as me. So when he said, he started shouting and hollering at us, you know, bit of a bully. I said, we're not satisfied with this pay rise you've given us. I remember his name, Mr. Clifton. I said, you can have mine, like that, and I slung it on the table. And all the rest slung them on the table. And walked out with no money. And that was a big thing those days, because people didn't have spare money. And when you went home and said, hey, wife, we've got no money, you know, and most of them never had bank accounts or nothing like that. Well, that I should imagine a few of them had some bother. Anyway, eventually they said they'd meet us, but they weren't going to recognise the union. Now, during the period of that time, I said, we've all joined the union, and we're going to get... We're joined up, and as far as we're concerned, we're going to have a union here, and we want it recognised. I said, we won't recognise it. So eventually they turned around and said, OK, we want to... then we stopped work for half a day, all of a sudden, and there was a queue of traffic all lining up right along the Western Avenue where they contractor that's trying to get in, because we stuck two lawyers across the front door. And eventually they said they wanted to meet us, so we went up and we met. And what they done, they got me, and that was the room like that. And they stuck, they were there, there was this Clifford and the managing director and so on were sitting there, about four of them. They put me there, and all the blokes were there.
Way behind you.
It was done to demolish.
The front.
And anyway, in the meantime, we'd all met down the pub in South Eden Road, and we made a list of what we wanted, and we had a big long list. And we got, out of about 14 items, we got 10 of them straight away. And then eventually, when we got the unit going, I got elected as the shop steward. And we then went into pay negotiations, and then eventually they said they wouldn't recognise the union. Well, I got elected eventually, and they recognised the union.